Gin and tonic, please. Hey, you, I guess you're busy. It's Thursday, and I'm getting ready to fly out to Pittsburgh for that wedding. I'm at the airport, just having a drink or two. I hate flying. I don't know why. Why I'm calling you. I guess this is kind of embarrassing. I guess I should talk faster, because I know there's a limit on how long these things can be. So I'm sorry. I have a confession to make. I'm drinking, this is like my fourth gin and tonic this morning. But I'm not tipsy, and I'm not tipsy. I'm just trying to relax. but it's not just a flight that we haven't seen each other for like a week, and I think I miss you, and I know that might sound kind of weird considering, oh fuck, fucking voicemail, fucking. Alright, hey, part two of Tom's voicemail. So, I know this is new and all, us, you know, being us, and we've gotten weeks without seeing each other before, but that was before we were together. That sounds kind of weird to say, we're together. Are we together? I mean, is that what this is? Because I miss you, and you know, signing up for this whole thing, knowing it's not permanent. I don't know. Everyone always leaves me. I'm not trying to be dramatic. It's just everyone always leaves, and in the end, you're gonna leave me too, and I'm just kind of sick of being left behind, and I've been kind of lonely for a long time until you. And I know I signed up for all of this, so I was thinking that when I get back from this job, oh my fucking god. Okay, all right. Hey, okay, last one. Alright. Part three of Tom's voicemail. I really want to see you. And I know we haven't really defined any terms for whatever this is, but I really, really, really want to see you. And so when I get back from this job, I don't know, maybe we could, maybe we could go out on a date, you know? Like a real date, because
I think I would like that a lot. Okay. I'm going to hang up before it cuts me off again and I say something even more stupid. So I will talk to you soon. Bye. I also wanted to tell him again how badly I missed him, but I didn't want to smother him. I don't want to fuck this up, but he called me back later that night and teased me about all of the drunken voicemails I left. He knows just the right amount of brat to be to drive me nuts, in a good way. I never wanted to journal. The therapist said it might be good for me, so I am trying it out. So, hello, journal. I hope you help me make sense of all of this and parse through what I'm feeling. I'm supposed to just write and not think too hard about what I'm writing. Just pick up a pen and write and write and write and don't stop writing. Even if I don't know what to write about, I will write about not knowing what to write about and just keep going. Kinetic journaling is what it's called. But I think I am done writing for tonight. I have a rehearsal tomorrow and then the wedding on Saturday to photograph. Considering everything, I really hate weddings now. I can't wait to go home. Hey, you. No. This is fine. I actually just got out of the shower. No, it's fine. It's fine. I can talk. No, I have a towel on. Should I order room service and answer the door like this? Oh, yeah. I would order room service for every single meal if you were. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. It's so embarrassing. No. Okay, no. Maybe I was not tipsy. I was not drunk. Oh my god. Maybe if it was one of your drinks, I would have been drunk. So what are you up to tonight? Are you working? I don't think I've ever visited you at the bar before. No. Maybe I will stop by for a visit when I get home. Who knows? Maybe I'll make it a surprise. You'd like it. Oh, you're full of shit. No. No, you're full of shit. I was wondering when you would notice. You seem kind of busy. Maybe this was a bad time to surprise you. Are you sure? Okay. Nah, I don't mind. Oh, are those peanuts for me? You really know how to spoil a boy. No, go do what you gotta do. I'll be here. Hello again. So, how are you? I haven't seen you in over a week. And saying that out loud makes me feel really lame and needy. Oh my god. So, is this okay? I mean, like, everybody here probably knows you're engaged and all, so if I need to be, like, you know, a little more discreet than usual, just let me know. Okay. Really? Yeah. No, I definitely understand how that goes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well then, since we can more or less talk freely, I wanted to clarify that stupid string of voicemails I left last weekend. So I know that I started all of this when I came on you. Oh yeah, I'm going way back to the beginning. Okay, just hold on, alright? So I started all of this when I came on to you. But then I kind of freaked out. I have a thing about abandonment, which you've probably already noticed. I've probably whined to you about getting hurt 1,000 times by now. So coming on to you, sitting on your lap, unzipping your pants, that was all me. And then I kind of flaked on you. You came back at me in a way that I never ever thought could ever happen. I mean, I fantasized about you, like daydreamed, like I would see you for dinners or just out in the city or game nights, and I'd look at you and you're so fucking cute, and I think part of you doesn't even realize it. And the part of you that does realize it, that's the bratty part. No. Yeah, you're a brat. Yeah, you're definitely a brat. Anyway. Brat. You started getting close to me physically and looking at me and touching me. My fantasies were coming true, and it was surreal. I mean, it still is surreal. I mean, I watch Endgame and fantasize about Chris Evans, but I don't expect him to knock on my door and start pulling me in the back seats of cars when I'm doing my pants. What? Oh my god. Yeah. You're stupid. Yes, I just compared you to Chris Evans. Shut up. You know what I mean. I'm not done. Stop. Okay, I'm not done. You touch me, and you fuck me. You're the first guy who's ever fucked me. That's a big deal. You wrote me a letter. I was the catalyst. I admit that, but the letter, that was you, and I agreed to it, and it's been a really good month, one of the best of my life. So don't get mad. I need to say that I'm kind of tired of sneaking around. I mean, we're always making out in the laundry room or flirting hard when nobody's home or going to the car to fool around. We've got 7 months left and we're supposed to take this to wherever this takes us. And I feel like we're hiding not just from everybody else, but I feel like we're hiding from Matt too. Because we are. I know, yeah, no, I know, okay, you literally just talked in a circle. I want to go on a date, like a date, like a night specifically on a date for us to be together, out in the world, doing date things on a day. Circled on the calendar. A date. What? Uh-huh. Are you serious? Okay. Um I'm not sure what you want me to say to that. Are you calling this off? Is that what's happening? That's what it feels like. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. What? Okay. Okay, no, I believe you. But I need to know what we're doing. I mean, it was really hard for me to open up to this, to all of this, to embrace it, to let go and stop worrying about being hurt and just go with it. I don't want to have done all of that just so we could sneak around like high schoolers. Yes, we are. I understand that. What the fuck are you talking about? Wait. Okay. Hold up. I need to say something. You say one thing and do another. You get engaged, but then you fuck around with me. And you write a love letter, but then you don't follow through. I'm so fucking confused. There's something bigger going on here, and I'm worried. I'm worried that it isn't just this. It isn't just me. That it's the wedding, too. You are running away from everything. He looked at me for a few seconds, and I think for the first time, I actually broke through his marble exterior and saw him vulnerable. I don't think I knew exactly what I said at the time that got through to him, but he walked away from me to serve some customers, and when he came back, he looked at me with those eyes of his, that look that he has, the one that says, "I love you." And he said that he didn't know how to explain it, but that I was right. The wedding, all of this with me, all of the change, he was trying his best to stay cool, to seem like he had it all handled, but that he was scared too, because things were changing and they changed so fast. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, I understand. I need you to be honest with me. You're afraid of change. It terrifies you. I feel like for the first time I can really see you through a clear lens, but be honest, because this is important, and I won't be mad no matter what your answer is. But you're getting married. It took you forever to propose, but you finally did. And you're getting married. But like a month into your engagement and you're all over me. I'm not complaining, but are you using me to run away from the reality of your engagement? Ask yourself, honestly. Maybe you don't love me. Maybe you just want to love me because it distracts you from one of the biggest changes in your life that you're terrified of. Okay, yeah. I love you too. Okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. I believe you. This whole fucking thing is scary, because this whole fucking thing, it feels so good, and it's real. It's real to me, at least, and you say it's real for you, too. So, just, please trust me, because I trusted you. And if you're scared, then talk to me. And I promise that I will never hide anything from you, either. What? Why are you looking at me like I'm a fresh cut ribeye? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Okay, what? Really? You really want to have a date night? Really? Like, really? Me? I'm a ribeye? Bone in or bone out? Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely bone in. Hi, journal. Last night was our first sort of date. He came over and I cooked dinner and we shared a bottle of Cab and then split a mint Klondike bar for dessert and went upstairs. The girls are in New Mexico visiting Lauren, probably to talk about wedding crap. Did I mention how much I hate weddings now? Anyway, while I got ready for bed, he had stripped to his boxers, which is how he likes to sleep. But let's be honest, neither of us were planning on going to sleep just yet. Hey, I just went to brush my teeth. Yeah, I like this too. No hiding. They should go to New Mexico more often. Maybe they should just move to New Mexico. Move in with Lauren, leave us here. So how'd you like dinner? Really? Good, because it's like the only thing I know how to cook. Nothing's wrong. Wait here. Just getting some shots. You are a beautiful man, and you look so gorgeous in bed like that. Elbow on the pillow, hand propping your head up, hair messed up, looking at me angry, intrigued, and worried all at the same time. Don't worry, your wiener's not in the frame. Stop panicking. I just want to remember this night. God, you're so fucking pretty, goddammit. Okay. Alright, okay, no more, I promise. What? Hello. Oh yes, I am dripping. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Well, what do you like about it? Oh yeah. I can see you appreciate that. What else? Oh my fucking god, fuck boy. Oh, okay, I can see you're a man of fine taste. Oh, that too? By all means. Okay. Okay, this is so fucking good. What? Oh, you do? Oh, my passion. I mean, I guess it is my passion, yeah. One of them. Photos don't lie. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I love how you just yank me up by my hips to get at my dick better. Fuck. Oh, my legs up on your shoulders. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me, boy. Come on, yes. Yes. Oh, God, that's hot. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I know. Oh, my God. I know we haven't talked about this before, but. Oh, my God. What did you just do with your tongue? Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Yes. Fuck, yes. Oh, I see you don't mind calling you baby. You like it. I can see it in your eyes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Yes, baby. Yes, yes. Fuck. Come on. Come drain me. Drain me, boy. Yes, drain me. Yes, get that cum, boy. Huh. Yes, let me dry, baby. Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm gonna cum. Let me come for my boy. Yes, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here I come. Here I come. Here I come. Baby. Oh, don't swallow it. Don't swallow it. Don't swallow it. Don't. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it in your mouth. Oh, you got that sperm in there, baby. Right. Yeah, come here. Come here. Feed me that cum. Let's play with that cum, baby boy. Come on. Fuck. Yeah. Open up. Open up. Ah, yeah, swallow my cum, baby, yes. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, let's go. Yeah, practice makes perfect. This is a really good date. Okay, half date. Oh, fuck, babe, yes, fuck me, yes, keep that leg up there, oh my God, baby, yes, fuck, oh, fuck, next time we should definitely go somewhere. State fair's in town. I love a good funnel cake. I want to ride you. Let me ride you. Get out of me. Get out of me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yes. 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 Fuck. Baby. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. So I was thinking about all of our baggage, you know? Fuck, yes. Oh, you know, I'm afraid of being left behind and, and have you afraid of change. Yeah. Abandonment, kind of is a type of change, right? Oh, fuck.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. And change. Kind of. It is an abandonment, kind of your present. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Oh, two sides of the same coin, right? My point is, fuck, baby. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. We shouldn't hide things from each other. We've got 7 months left to live a short little truth that in another life we would have been made for each other. And I don't want to hold back. Are you okay with that? Yeah. Are you gonna come? Yeah? Fuck, baby, yes. Yes, come in, your boy, yes. Fill me up, yes. Oh, fuck. Let me get that dick, boy, yes. Give me that dick, boy, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck, come on. Yes, oh, fucking give me that big fucking dick, baby. Yes, fuck, you feel so good. Yes, fill your baby boy up. Fuck, come on. Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh my god. I love when you breathe like that. Oh, that's how I know it's coming. Fuck yeah, boy. Fuck yeah. Fuck. Oh, come on, give it to me. Come on, show me how my boy does it. Come inside, baby. Yes, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck it. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, baby. Yes, fucking. Just like that, baby. Yes. Fucking churn that cum, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Push it inside. Yes, fucking chest. Yes. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, stay inside. Stay inside for a little bit. Oh, stay inside me. Yeah. I know you stay hard for a while anyway. Oh, just keep that cock and that cum inside me for a little longer, baby. Yes. This was definitely a good date. Half date. What? Next time? You want steak. I told you the only thing I know how to cook is that smoked salmon penne. Oh, you want ribeye. Let me guess. Bone in. Yeah, you're so fucking corny. Well, baby. That feels so good to call you. Am I your baby too? Okay. Well, I don't know about steak, but next time, how does that funnel cake sound?